Poll of polls, majority in Poland against same-sex marriage, despite MSM criticism of president's remarks. By Virginia Hale on June 19, 2020. Despite media anger at comments made by the Polish president about defending children against LGBT ideology, a poll has shown the majority of Poles actually share his views. Of more than 1,000 Poles surveyed by the Duryzeta media outlet last week, only 22% said they supported so-called same-sex marriage, while 62% were opposed. According to the survey, which was conducted by polling agency Estimator, Poles were not much more supportive of civil partnerships between same-sex partners, with 48% opposed and 37% in favor. Just 10% of respondents said they back legalizing the adoption of children by homosexual couples, while 79% of Poles were opposed. The poll results came amidst fierce media attacks on President Andrzej Duda after he signed a pledge promising to protect children from LGBT ideology. The Family Charter promises to ban the propagation of LGBT ideology in public institutions, and the promotion of homosexuality in schools. But media and LGBT activists claim the pledge constitutes an attack on homosexuals and transgender people as individuals rather than a move against activist ideology, with Pink News alleging that Duda is literally vowing to devastate LGBT plus rights. Duda blasted fake news from the international media after it portrayed his promise to protect children from gender ideology as an attack on the LGBT community, and as the president portraying gay people as enemies. LGBT interest web outlet Pink News reported his remarks as, yet again, as part of dirty political fight, my words are put out of context. I truly believe in diversity and equality. At the same time, beliefs of any minority cannot be imposed on a majority under the false pretense of tolerance. I believe in the world, where truths, such as Me Too, can have a safe platform. Where we can speak our mind, where words are not twisted. I believe in tolerance to any views, so please stop distributing fake news. The outlet accused Duda of hypocrisy for expressing these views while also defending the position of the institution of marriage within the Polish constitution. The president saw a similarly hostile reaction from establishment forces domestically, where his pledges to defend the family were likened by liberals to former German Chancellor Adolf Hitler in the Holocaust. The family charter's promises sharply contrast to those contained in an LGBT plus charter previously signed by Duda's main opponent in presidential elections later this month, the liberal Warsaw mayor Rafał Trzaskowski. Demanded in the LGBT plus charter was that Polish schools adopt LGBT inclusive, World Health Organization and UN produced comprehensive sex education standards. Guidelines on these subjects from the WHO state that infants under the age of 4 should be taught about early childhood masturbation and the right to explore gender identities. Breitbart London previously reported how these guides promote transgender ideology, homosexual lifestyles, and safe access to abortion, as well as the so-called sexual rights of children. Trzaskowski's signing of the LGBT plus charter last year prompted local municipalities covering a third of Poland's geographical area to declare themselves free from LGBTI ideology. These were branded LGBT-free zones by the global media, while activists created an atlas of hate to shame municipalities which were taking action to, as they saw it, protect children from abuse. Earlier this year, the European Commission joined in with the attacks, claiming that banning the promotion of homosexuality and gender ideology in schools would result in physical assaults being carried out against self-proclaimed LGBT plus individuals.